Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for February 9th. And I've said this before, I've read these devotions at least 9-10 times over the last 15-20 years. And these messages seem like brand new messages. God's Word is living. And it's new every morning. And Brother Keith said one time, the Lord told him, if I give you one scripture and tell you to preach on that till I come again, you'll have a new message every day. God's Word is new every morning. We're reading for February 9th, and the message is, get the Word in you. Get the Word in you. And the related scripture is John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me being Jesus, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In the 12 years of pastoral work, my wife and I did not bury one single church member. We even had 80-year-old church members who were healed of cancer, lived out their lives, and died in their 90s without sickness or disease. We taught them that that was the will of God for them. That was the will of God for them. Now, many of those people didn't receive their healing right away. They had to be taught how to receive. You see, God occasionally does initiate some things on His own. But I can only think of two people during those 12 years of pastoral work who were healed because God initiated their healing. We had to teach the majority of them and get the word into them. As their pastor, I would say to them, if you give the same opportunity and the same chance you give the doctor, you'll be healed every time. It won't cost you a dime. You see folks go to the doctor, and if the doctor says come back Thursday, they'll come back on Thursday. If the doctor says come back on Monday, they'll come back on Monday. If he says come back on Wednesday, they'll go back on Wednesday. If he says come back on Friday, they'll be back on Friday. Sometimes people keep going for months and don't think a thing about it. Yet when they come to church, they want to be healed the first time around. If I tell them to come back, some even get mad about it. But it takes time to get the Word of God into a person, to get him into a position to receive their healing. Confession. God's Word always works.
God's Word always works.
And His Word abides in me.
And His Word abides in me.
His Word lives in me.
His Word lives in me.
I put my faith in His Word.
I put my faith in His Word.
I ask what I will.
I ask what I will.
And it shall be done unto me.
And it shall be done unto me.
Amen. Have a blessed day.
What are you doing today?